In November of 2002, Judy Bar Topinka took over the reins of a troubled Illinois Republican Party. In part due to the licenses for bribe scandal around Governor George Ryan, the party had just lost its hold on most state offices, with the exception of Topinka, who was reelected treasurer. Topinka is going to step down as party head after the elections, and that means Republicans will have to pick a new leader. Former Governor Jim Thompson says it will be time to rebuild the party.
We have to ensure that her successor is someone who will work as hard, work as diligently, will be as acceptable to a broad group of Republicans, and will fashion a Republican philosophy that all of us can proudly hold our heads up with.
Although that sounds reasonable, it's much harder in reality when the Republicans are dealing with a division between its party establishment and its more conservative and more vocal wing. That's something House Republican leader Tom Cross, who is not popular amongst party conservatives, says the next leader will have to work on.
I think that's going to be a challenge. It'll be the role. I think we're a lot closer than people think, but I think you have to continue on to what Judy's tried to do and has done, and also raise money. The great thing about this convention is it's brought a lot of people together, so I think we'll build on that.
It brought many at the convention together, although some were alienated by what they saw as anti-gay comments earlier in the week from Senate candidate Alan Keyes. One person that is part of the party's conservative wing is retiring U.S. Senator Peter Fitzgerald. He says for Illinois Republicans to return to political power, it's going to take a rebuilding period. And he says it won't happen overnight.
But it's going to be a long time. I mean, right now the Democrats just have a numerical advantage in the state. On a statewide basis, there are just a lot more Democrats than there are Republicans.
Fitzgerald did not contribute much to party unity this week. The senator, who frequently was on the outs with party leaders, was in New York all week, but stayed at a different hotel. He did join the Illinois delegation on a boat outing Thursday. Who heads the party is not on the mind of the voters. Most people that care about the issue are political insiders, and some even say it really doesn't matter who heads the party at all. While Bob Schillander, a Springfield resident who serves on the Republican National Committee, cares about the issue, he says it's nothing they need to focus on until they get through the fall elections.
It'll have to be somebody who's got the time and the energy to put into this and moxie, you know, so... But it's a real premature question.
But the question, premature or not, was discussed by some at the convention. A number of names are being thrown out as possibilities. Some of those include State Representative Skip Saviano, Illinois Manufacturers Association head Greg Bays, and businessman and unsuccessful U.S. Senate primary candidate Andy McKenna. Another is former Governor Jim Edgar, who says he's not interested. Neither is his predecessor, Jim Thompson.
But there are plenty of good candidates out there who could serve as party chairman, who could unite us and make sure that at elections in the future we're represented up and down the ticket by candidates of decency and civility and grace.
That may be a reference to Key's comments on homosexuals this week. And the committee that chooses the next party head is the same one who chose Alan Keyes to run for the Senate. Someone Thompson apparently thinks lacks civility and grace. Reporting from the Republican National Convention, I'm Bill Wheelhouse.